Yo, BJ Gajor with the weekly BJ podcast. And this episode is all about the Chipotle food pyramid, kind of a nice, fun way for you to understand my nutritional philosophy. And let me first say before I get into this, I hate nutrition. I hate talking about nutrition. The only place I talk about nutrition now is in my online coaching group, my Gorilla Corns at GorillaCornGains.com. And in my opinion, and many people will disagree with me, nutritionists especially, but most fitness experts think it's like 80 to 90% nutrition and only like 10 to 20% exercise. I think it's the exact opposite because exercise sets the tone for everything else you do, including the way you eat. Exercise also allows for more dietary flexibility. The more muscle you build more of these blood sugar sponges, which the muscles are, that actually soak up carbohydrate and give you more room for carbohydrate, more dietary flexibility, and it helps increase metabolism, burn more calories at rest. There's just so many things that you factor in. If you really consider too, that how many people do you know that eat well that are completely sedentary versus if you know someone who is active, they almost always make more conscious food choices. They may not eat perfectly, but they're less likely to eat Twinkies for breakfast or drink soda, regular soda as their beverage of choice, right? Whereas it's very rare that someone is sedentary, that does no activity, eats really, really well. I do believe exercise is the foundation. And then with that comes better nutritional habits automatically. And then that becomes more of a fine tuning process down the road because nutrition is so personalized. It's so individualized. And people will ask me, how do you eat? You know, start sharing more of what you eat because these workouts don't matter. It's really about what you do in the kitchen. And it's not because you can't follow my meal plan. And frankly, I don't want you to put your nutritional problems on me. Like, so here's a quick thing before I get into this food pyramid. You know, when I first started out working with clients, you know, around 2004, 2005 and helping with meal plans and stuff like that, you know, and I'll create this imaginary client named Stacy. All right. So you give Stacy her meal plan. She looks at it. She kind of puts it in her hand, looks up and down, and she looks at me and she goes, this meal plan sucks. And I'm like, oh, Stacy. All right, this is going to be great. This is going to be a lot of fun, Stacy. I can't wait to see what else you hate about this, right? And she'll go through and, oh, I hate this. I don't like this. I don't like that. I hate this. I'm like, okay, can we at least get you to drink more water? Water is just so blasé. So ultimately, look, man or lady, you are going to find it's going to take time. And you have to take the time, be willing to trial and error, experiment, and figure out what nutrition plan works best for you. And I don't really want to help you with that, frankly. I want to get you moving and I want you to kind of go through the process of finding what foods you like and optimizing that over time and eating more healthy foods and all that stuff. But really, you have to find what works for you. And mainly, I just want you to get active. And don't you put that on me, motherfucker. I don't want to be associated with your meal plan, all right? But I'll give you, people want to know how I eat or my approach, you know, and I think it can be applied, you know, to this Chipotle food pyramid. Now, I went to Chipotle this past weekend on Friday with my wife and we got, I rarely ever get a burrito, but I got a burrito and I was looking at the menu in there before I checked out. Really just in my head, I was just thinking about, hope they don't fucking ask me if I'm okay with guacamole being extra because yes, I am. I asked for it and I come here often enough where you should know that I'm okay with having the guacamole and paying extra. But so I was kind of just going through that and like how much I hate going through the Chipotle line and asking for double meat. And then they're always like, you want half of this and half of that. And I'm like, I want a full chicken and a full steak. How many fucking times, I'm gonna lose my mind right now. How many times do I have to tell you that I just want double? I don't want half and half. And it's this whole thing. And they're like, how are you gonna eat all that? I can't believe you can eat all that. And then it's just before you know it, the entire restaurant is looking at you and you're this freak show. And all I wanted was just a little more meat. That's it. I just wanted to pay, allow me to pay you to get more food. I just wanna help your business. I'm trying to stimulate your Chipotle business. But, you know, so I'm sitting there waiting in line looking at it. I'm like, wow, this is actually a really unique way to look at nutrition. There were three main categories on their menu board. At the top, there was the burrito, about 1,000 calories approximately. There was the burrito bowl, which was about 750 calories. And there was the salad bowl, about 500 calories. And again, this all depends on what extras you add on, you know, how much other things you put with it, sauces, adding guacamole, stuff like that. And yes, the guacamole is extra. We do know this, all right? But when you look at it, if I can define my nutritional approach in three words, protein and produce. Hashtag protein and produce. When I used to share meals and nutritional advice, I'd always use the hashtag. It's the foundation of everything that I recommend and my entire approach to the way I eat. The most important things, protein and produce. Lean protein, ideally about 30 to 40 grams at each meal or each feeding, and produce, fruits and vegetables. That's the foundation of a healthy diet. Everything else is extra. And by the way, like, what about fats? People ask, you're going to get the fats in a lot of the, especially animal proteins, but then you start adding things like olive oil or avocado oil and cooking your vegetables or grass-fed butter, you know, and when you have fish, you get the omega-3s, the polyunsaturated fats, and you can add things like avocado or guacamole to things, or salads or bowls, etc. So you'll get your fats in pretty much as long as you're eating a wide variety of proteins and, again, cooking your vegetables and healthy fats. So that really is, like, if I can just tell you, it's just protein and produce. And then it's just fine-tuning that for the rest of your life. Now, I had the burrito, and I rarely get a burrito because, frankly, I'm not a huge fan of the tortilla. The tortilla doesn't really do much for me. It's definitely extra. There's very little nutritional value in it, but certainly it does add more calories to the meal. It's a larger caloric load. And one thing I don't like about the burrito, too, is you bite into it, and the shit just falls off into the plate anyway, so why not just get a burrito bowl? And if you want, you can even get more beans and rice, right? Because that's what the burrito bowl is. Burrito bowl is basically, you know, it's the meat, the veggies, the salad, and the either brown or white rice, brown if you want more fiber, and beans, black beans or pinto beans, whatever beans you're putting in it, which is a high protein carbohydrate. And, you know, that's it. So there's a way to say, look at that. Okay, if I'm trying to cut down or I want more of a fat loss effect, I'm going to go from eating a burrito to a burrito bowl. You get rid of the tortilla. That's at least 250 calories less, especially because they're really huge tortillas. And you put yourself in a situation where that type of extraction on a regular basis adds up to some fat loss over time on a weekly, bi-weekly basis. You go down to the salad bowl. You know, that's kind of the next step there where, you know, you don't have to add the beans or the rice to that. Or maybe just so you cut the rice and you add the beans. That's a lower carbohydrate meal. And again, it's still keeping the foundation of what you're using. You could also cut the beans altogether and make it like a true, you know, kind of rapid fat loss meal in terms of how I approach it. It's just straight meats and veggies. You know, it's about a 500 calorie meal in most cases, depending on what you add to it. And, you know, that's going to be mainly just protein and produce, and a great, like, if you're trying to burn fat, lose weight, and make that the main focus of what you're doing, you're going to want to eat more salad bowls and less burritos, and even less burrito bowls. So it's just a really funny way. And when you look at adjusting your diet to burn more fat or build more muscle, people go from these extremes. They go from eating really low calorie diets to these bulking plans where they're eating, you know, 5,000 to 6,000 plus calories. Your body does not like extremes. Your body likes when you think about, you know, Dr. Dre in the lab editing a soundtrack, it's the minor adjustments and all the variables, all the sonic variables to get the ultimate sound, right? You're not trying to go crazy and go, you know, all the way to the extremes. And your body really does not like to be put away from homeostasis. It likes to find that balance, that set point, and minor changes are what really allows your body to kind of not really see what's going on, but can move you in the right direction before it starts to fight you. It fights you when you go to the extremes, and it always pushes you back. So you want to make adjustments to your diet. You want to do it in 250 to 500 calorie increments and see how that goes for a couple weeks, and then make more adjustments from there. So these three menu categories basically put you in those caloric adjustments. So if you're someone who's eating a lot of burritos right now, just go to eating more burrito bowls, right? Eating mostly burrito bowls now, eat mostly salad bowls. And vice versa, if you are trying to build more mass, or you're younger, or, you know, really trying to actually increase body weight for whatever reason, you're an athlete and you're underweight, you know, you want to be eating more burrito bowls and possibly more burritos, because you need to find a way to get more calories in. But you don't have to go crazy with it, right? It doesn't have to be two burritos. One is probably enough. You're talking about 1,000 calorie meal, unless you're huge and have a crazy activity level. You don't want your meals going much higher than that. So, like a rule of thumb, if we're going off of this, again, the burrito bowl is typically won't always have to have the rice or the beans, you know, and mainly, but it can, and you're really just cutting out the tortilla. And then the salad bowl is basically just, you know, salad. If you want to add some beans to it, you can. If you want to go lower carb, you just go with the animal protein. Again, I don't know whether you're, you know, animal protein or plant protein. I like to mix animal and plant proteins. If you're vegan, vegetarian, you obviously are going to have to go with more beans there and figure another protein, like they have the tofu option as well. I don't want to go too specific with it, but you kind of see where I'm going with this. So a good rule of thumb, good starting point for a diet. If you ate entirely Chipotle, and I'm not saying that, this is not a sponsored by Chipotle, you know, podcast. I'm just frankly taking a very well-known fast casual restaurant that a lot of people frequent and allow them to see how simple nutrition can be approached to get good results and even fine-tune and modify exactly to your needs. So for every 10 meals, I think people should start with 6 salad bowls, 3 burrito bowls, and one burrito. You know, if, and my type of meal plan, the way I approach things, you know, I would treat a burrito as kind of a cheat meal or a flexibility meal or, you know, a Friday, Saturday, weekend meal that I would be treating myself to. I don't eat burritos on a regular basis. I just don't. I would eat more of salad bowls on a regular basis. Maybe I add some beans to the salad. That would be my normal meal approach. And that allows me to have the wiggle room on the weekends when I go higher calorie carbohydrate, you know, then I can get away with that stuff. So, six salad bowls, three burrito bowls, one burrito for every 10 meals. That's a great starting point. Now, more mass gain, make more of those meals, burritos and burrito bowls. More fat loss, eat more salad bowls. I mean, it's you're probably like, oh, this is simplifying it, but like simplicity is brilliance. We live in an era now where we've got these biohackers and basically nerds have like entered into fitness and nutrition, are trying to make everything analytical. It's like applying analytics to the way you make all your decisions in basketball, football, you know, whatever. And it's like, well, at some point, like you can't put analytics on Michael Jordan, right? There's an X factor there you can't truly quantify. And, you know, in the same way, finding the ideal diet that works for you and cutting through all the bullshit and all the noise, it's just simplifying to the, you know, the true principles. And then again, tweaking to exactly what you want for your schedule, your eating personality, and what foods you like and dislike. So I can't stress enough that if you just kind of start looking, use this Chipotle food pyramid to understand, you know, what should constitute a solid meal, a protein and produce foundation. And then whatever extras you have, you know, you understand that any extras you're adding to that. Yes, the rice and beans and tortilla will give you more energy, more calories, which is conducive to harder training sessions and possibly more muscle gain, but they aren't required to build muscle. It's really protein that is the most essential component for building muscle and the most important part of any meal or diet. And produce is obviously essential for vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, fiber. So it's always a protein and produce foundation. And if you find yourself just, you know, too heavy or too much body fat and want to lean out, you know, you start cutting out the non-essentials, which are the tortilla, right? All the just pure starch, very little nutrition. And then you go to the next level, then I might start cutting out some other quality nutritional sources that are still a little higher carbohydrate calorie, like, you know, the rice and the beans or et cetera. Again, and then you distill it down to like what I absolutely need to be able to still function, be healthy, train hard, protect my muscle mass and my metabolism. And it really is just protein and produce. So I hope this helps. I don't like talking about nutrition very much as the quick episode, but you know, again, I always look at it, you know, I like to focus on fitness. I think fitness sets the tone for everything. And I think the more active you are, you will make better food choices because frankly, it's like you start exercise, you know how hard that workout is, and you know how hard it is to burn, you know, 500 to 1,000 calories and how easy it is to eat 500 to 1,000 calories, right? It takes 1,000 calories. You can burn like 1,000 calories in an hour and you can eat 1,000 calories in 5 minutes or less. And you start to appreciate, holy shit, like that workout, I just put in too much effort to just completely offset it with something this small and this much instant gratification. So, you know, to me, it's about finding how much you can get away with versus finding about how much you can deprive yourself of and sacrifice of your the food. Because I love food. I think fitness celebrates sacrifice and suffering too much and not about abundance and, you know, living your life to the fullest and just finding about how much you can get away with. And yeah, that window closes as you get older. But you can always fine tune it. Again, I would say for as long as you can get away with eating burritos, most of the time do it. But there will come a time where it has to be more burrito bowls and salad bowls. And that is something that I hope you kind of get out of this episode and understand in terms of how nutrition applies to body composition, health, performance, etc. And yeah, very simplified, but I'm telling you right now, if you start locking in these concepts, you know, that is entirely how I approach whenever I go to any restaurant or think about any meal. I think having that three category of food option in your head, that burrito bowl, salad bowl, and which one works best for you at this given time based on your age, your genetics, your goals, your activity level, etc. So I hope this helps. You can get a free 3-day trial to my monthly fat loss programs at thedailybj.com. If you want to join my online coaching group, build muscle and stay lean year-round, you can follow my exact 2019 training plan at GorillaCornGains.com. Everything's in the show notes, by the way. And I hope you enjoyed this. And if you enjoyed it, please share it with a friend. And man, I just think nutrition is so lame. It's just so boring. You know, Just figure out what works best for you. Don't let anybody confuse you or get off track, because ultimately you've got to be able to do it and be consistent with it. So it doesn't even matter if it's like optimal, right? If you're not going to follow it, it's useless. Find out the most effective way to eat for you that you enjoy. It doesn't make you hate life. It gives you energy, and work it until the end of time and fine tune it over time. And don't be obsessed with being perfect, because there's no perfect diet. The only perfect diet is the one you can follow. Love you guys. Peace.